Ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate your patience. The Detroit Tiger conference call will be starting shortly. Please do continue to hold the line. Once again, your Detroit Tigers conference call will be starting shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate your patience and welcome to the Detroit Tigers conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during today's call, please press star, then zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Brian Britton. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this afternoon. At this point, I'm going to turn the call over to David Dombrowski, our president, CEO, and GM, just for a brief comment, and then we'll move along to the question and answer portion about today's trade.
Thank you, Brian, and thanks for everybody else for joining. I think you've all received the release at this point that confirms that we have traded Armando Galarraga to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we received a couple of prospects, right-handed pitcher Kevin Eichhorn and left-handed relief pitcher Ryan Hrabowski. From the Diamondbacks, a couple guys that we have prospect reports on. Eichhorn, a third-round draft choice from 2008, a guy that is a youngster, still pitched at the lower levels, but somebody that's a young starting pitcher that has ability. I've been in their instructional league over the last few years, and we've liked him since he's been drafted. And Hrabowski, a little later draft choice, but a left-handed reliever that has a couple of solid pitches, was also in their instructional league that we saw pitch there, and liked his fastball and his breaking ball. So we were able to consummate the deal with the acquisition of these two players. So I talked to Armando earlier today and thanked him, and he was very thankful for everything from the organization. Said he realized it was a business, and he understood greatly. And I said, I think it's a good opportunity for him. It's a situation where Arizona really was aggressive in trying to get him, and that he has a real strong opportunity for them to start because they are looking for starting pitching. So it was a good match for everybody involved. So with that, I guess, Brian, we can just open it up to questions.
Great. Thanks, Dave. So, Ray, if you could just run through the question, how to queue up for questions, and we'll take the first question.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. You'll hear a tone indicating you have been placed in queue, and you may remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one at this time. Our first question will come from the line of Larry Legg, Associated Press. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Larry.
Can you talk about why you obviously made it clear last week that you wanted to trade Armando. Can you just talk about why you wouldn't keep him as an insurance starter or the long reliever?
Well, first of all, I mean, we talked about that last week, but what we had said and what our belief is that we look at Armando more as a starter. We would keep him at this point as a protection individual, which really is not an ideal scenario. I think it's one where he would prefer to go out there and have a chance to start, keeping him there, hoping, in his sense, keeping it where somebody may get injured. We do have some youngsters behind him that we think can, if given the opportunity, they may be a little bit away, but they do give us some protection also. And if we're going to make a deal, we think that actually this is the best time to make one, because as you go into spring training and as you move on later in the spring, my experiences have been that someone in this case, I mean, that's more of a back-end type of the rotation type starter rather than the front-end, that you're more apt to trade him now when organizations are still looking for that type of guy, because normally organizations go out and fill those type of roles with either guys that they sign and will be signing now, or somebody that they give an opportunity in their organization, or somebody that they brought in as a six-year renewal option player. And a lot of times those things don't happen quickly as far as going out and then looking for somebody outside the organization.
Your roster seems pretty set, but do you anticipate making any other moves before pitchers and catchers report?
I do not anticipate that, no. I mean, again, you never tell what happens, but we're not anticipating that.
Thanks.
Sure.
And once again, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one at this time. We'll go directly to the line of Jason Beck, MLB.com.
Yes, hi, Dave.
Can you talk a little bit
about the prospects? I know you talked a little bit, but where you see them going in the minor leagues at this point, and kind of, especially with the Eichhorn, a young kid, the numbers, it seemed like he had a little bit of struggles last year when you look at the stats, but like you said, the age that he's at, it seems like he's got a little bit of upside potential there as he matures.
Yeah, I mean, we look at both of the guys as sort of, fringe type prospects, what I would say. I mean, guys that they're not your blue chip guys, but guys that we think will pitch at the big league level. In Eichhorn's case, a youngster pitching where he did last year, we look at him as being a guy that would go to West Michigan in most likelihood. Of course, we'll get a better chance to evaluate that once he joins the organization. But based upon what we've seen this past year with the progress he's made with our instructional league reports, that would be the most likelihood in Eichhorn's case. In Hrabowski's case, being a left-handed reliever, fastball, breaking ball guy, primarily, he's a guy that's pitched in the hitters league in the California League at a young age of 22. We're having him assigned to our Florida State League roster, and I don't know. At this point, we're not sure if he'd be a guy that would fit there in Lakeland or be a guy that would end up going to Erie, but I think that's the type of decision we would make in spring training.
And as quickly as this deal came about, can you give an idea how many teams in general you were talking to and just how much interest there was out there for Armando?
Well, there were probably a handful of clubs at various times here over the time period that have shown some interest. One of them ended up signing a player and went in that direction. If they didn't, they would have come and pursued him further. We were talking to other couple of clubs. Some of them were weighing free agents out there with the situation of making the trade. Some people had interest, but then didn't have any finances available. So there were probably a handful of clubs that were seriously at one time or another over the last week talking about trying to acquire them.
I guess, is there some consolation on your part to, this could have ended up being a tricky situation, but you were able, not just to trade him and get something in return, but you were able to put him in the situation where, it would at least look like he's got a good chance of, making the rotation there and kind of sticking in the big leagues. you know, as much as he's gone through over the past 8 months, I got to imagine there's some, you know, some consolation being able to do that.
Well, I'm happy for him that it's worked out and they've had interest in him. And I think it's just one of those things that in this situation, if he wasn't going to be one of our five starters, this was the best move to make. He doesn't have any options left. He's earned that point. This point of his career where he's got almost 3 years of major league service and arbitration eligible, it's one of those where it's really the best case scenario for all involved, because I think at this point he's in a spot where ideally he wants to go out and start for somebody. In our situation, we have five guys that we think are ahead of him, and we're happy for him that it's worked out, and yet we were also able to pick up a couple of young prospects for our organization.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
And once again, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one at this time. And speakers, we have no additional questions at this time. Please do continue.
Okay, well,
I guess that's it, Brian.
If we've got through all the questions.
Speaker, my apologies. We just have
one. Oh, you just got one?
Yeah, we just have one right now. And that will come from the line of Ben Nicholson-Smith, MLBTradeRumors.com.
Please go ahead. Hey, Dave, I got a quick question for you. A few times now in the past year or so, you've sent pitchers to Arizona, acquired pitchers from Arizona with the Dontrell Willis trade, and before that with Scherzer and Edwin Jackson. So is that just a coincidence, or is there anything to that as far as these two trades?
No, I think it's just more of a coincidence at this point, somebody looking for pitching. It's a new regime even there at this point. So it's just been a situation where I think it's been more of a coincidence that they were just looking at that particular time. And it's, as you said, we have made the moves, but really I don't think anything other than just them having an interest in our specific pitching and looking for starting pitching at the particular time.
Great, thanks.
Sure.
Any other questions in queue, Ray? Or?
And currently no additional questions at this time, sir.
Okay.
Well, all right, Brian, and everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thanks, Dave. And hope everyone enjoys the rest of their afternoon into the evening.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that does conclude our conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using the AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.